Hi, my name is Eva Fernandez. Wanted to welcome you to my new podcast, Career Hacks, Tips, Tricks, and Triumphs. This is a podcast for my company, Compassionate Consulting. I'm super excited that you're here. I hope you enjoy the podcast. I hope you get something from it, and I hope you pass it along to somebody else who might need some career advice. Lastly, just wanted to mention, I do record the podcast inside and outside the studio. So sometimes it might sound noisy and you'll hear the hustle and bustle of the city, and sometimes it might be really, really super quiet. But it's the way I like to record podcasts, because I like to record them when I am ready to share some information for you. So that doesn't always necessarily occur in the office or in the studio. So I hope you enjoy the show and stay tuned. This podcast is sponsored by
Venus Springs, Advocacy for Community Enrichment, LLC. We are a private practice that offers counseling and life coaching services for adults, teens, and kids. We also provide group counseling workshops and classes. To learn more about us, visit us at venussprings.org.
Welcome to Career Hacks, Tips, Tricks, and Triumphs. My name is Eva Fernandez, and I wanted to welcome you to episode number 5, Don't Be a Snob. Okay, so if you're a college student and you're still undecided on your major, or maybe you are looking at going to grad school or getting your PhD, before you make your final decision on what you're going to study, I really encourage you to do your homework. I encourage you to talk to others in the field. I encourage you to talk to people outside of your friends and family, because usually those people are more honest and they'll really tell you and answer those questions, because you need to know. You're spending thousands of dollars going to school and you want to know if you're making the right decision. I got my bachelor's degree in sociology, and although I loved it, I loved the study of groups, I absolutely loved talking about social issues and things like that, I had a really difficult time finding a job. And that was a huge red flag to me. And I realized that was a mistake on my part. So during my undergraduate years, what I really should have done is I should have talked to people who have that degree and were gainfully employed and find out what they were doing. Instead, I focused on my classes and I focused on graduating and just, like most people, make the assumption that there's going to be a job waiting for me. And unfortunately, there wasn't. The other mistake that I made is I only did one internship. I should have done two, but my academic advisor just said, all you need is one internship, so that's all I did. Had I known that it would have hurt me and my potential for getting jobs right outside of graduation, I would have done two. So that's why it's really important to talk to people, because when I started doing, I had a few interviews when I graduated, but honestly, what they told me is I didn't have enough experience. Come back when I had my master's degree, get out in the field and try to do something. But it was just, honestly, it was just very disappointing, because I felt like I was cheated. I spent all this time and money and I didn't get out what I expected, right? So that was a huge disappointment. So, lesson learned on that. But I will tell you, I had to be very, very careful when I was getting my master's degree. So what I did is I took 5 years off after I got my bachelor's degree and I just got work. And honestly, it wasn't even completely in the field. I went and talked to people about different programs, different friends of mine who had their master's degree, and talked to them about their programs. And then the other thing that I did is I went to the college like information session that they had, and I talked to all of the, I guess, department reps that were there. So I talked to people who had their degree in, or were were selling certain degree programs, right? So they were selling master's degrees in psychology, counseling, marriage and family therapy, social work, sociology, human sciences. So I talked to every single one of them, and I really wanted to make sure that the degree that I chose was not only something that I loved and that fit my personality, but I wanted to make sure that it was marketable and I could be employed. I didn't want to feel like I was wasting my time and not getting a job. And of course, after I talked to everybody, I made the decision, yes, to go into social work. And I had a talk with a friend of mine who had her bachelor's degree. Her and I went to school together. We graduated at the same time with our bachelor's degree, but she moved on and went straight to get her master's degree, and I didn't. And she talked to me a little bit about it, and I really didn't think that I was going to go into social work. But she kept telling me, I really, really think this fits your personality. And I didn't quite understand until I really started to look at the programs and talking to other people. Because although I really like helping people, my preference is to help people more as a group than individually. So going into counseling or going into, you know, individual therapy, things like that, for me, I think honestly would probably bore me. I need to be with larger groups. I'm more of a macro social worker, so I like to do presentations and have larger groups, and I feel like it makes a bigger impact. I feel like, to me, if I were in an office seeing 5 or 6 clients, you know, a day in my office, I think that it would just drive me stir crazy and I'd get cabin fever and need to get out of there, because as a macro social worker, I'm able to get out and do outreach, and I give referrals, and I do different groups and workshops and all kinds of things. So for me, that matched more my personality. I have a little bit more of an outgoing personality, so that really was a better fit for me. So, and the other thing I want to say about that is, when you're looking at getting your internship, when you're looking at getting your practicum, I really, really encourage you to ask around. Do whatever research you can online before you make a decision. Now, I'll tell you that there's some people, what they do is they choose an internship based on company name or reputation. There's some that are very well known, and they're thinking, okay, if I do my internship with them, I'm going to get, my intention is to get hired with them, right? Now, the only thing that I would caution you about that is, number one, it's not a guarantee. Number two, some of these larger businesses or organizations don't always necessarily give you the most flexibility in your job description when you're an intern. So sometimes some of the smaller organizations or businesses, like a startup or a smaller nonprofit, maybe a little lesser known, sometimes what they do is, because they don't have the money to hire all these people for all of these different jobs, you may have an opportunity to do some of that. So when I've had social work interns, I talk to them about marketing. I talk to them about doing groups. I talk to them about working with individuals. I talk to them about working with collaborations with different businesses. So we got to do a lot of that kind of stuff, and it was great. But on the other hand, you go with your gut. You know, go to those interviews. Make sure you have a good feel for it, because your internship is not just about the duties that you're going to have and the potential to be hired. It's also if you feel like you really, really like the company culture and you really feel like this would be a good fit for you. So ask around, talk to people. If you don't know anybody who works there beforehand and you're considering, you know, find those people on LinkedIn, try to connect with them. It's important to just kind of break out of the shyness and the the attitude that you're inconveniencing people. Honestly, people want to talk about the place they work. They want to talk about the internship they had, especially if they had a good experience, because they want more people to go there. They want more people to consider it. So the more you talk about it, the more you research. Again, I talk a lot about Glassdoor. Go to internships.com. Go to some of these sites that have information on there. And again, talk to people about it. Now, the last thing I want to say about this is, you know, as a licensed master social worker, I had interns who had degrees in counseling, psychology, and marriage and family therapy. And it's funny because me being a social worker, we got to talk a little bit about, you know, when we had free time about career potential and growth and opportunities and salary and all kinds of things. And one of the, some of the feedback I think that I had from some of my interns were, man, Eva, if I had known that social work is, has so many opportunities, like you can work almost anywhere with a social work degree and it's so much more marketable than maybe a counseling or a psychology or a marriage and family, I would have gone this route. And so, you know, I tell them it's really, really important to, you know, talk to people other than friends and family. Talk to other people, take other classes, other electives, meet other people, so that way you can really make a good educated decision. I can tell you some of the feedback I personally got, and this is where the whole snobbishness comes in, was when I started talking to people about wanting to be a social worker. The feedback that people gave me were things like, oh, you want to work for CPS and take kids away from their parents? You know, and I was like, whoa, no, that's not all social worker. That's not all social workers out there at all. There are tons of things social workers do. Yes, some do work for CPS. Not all of us do. And I think that's a stereotype of it. And I also tell people that I think there's a certain level of prestige with someone who maybe has an advanced degree in like counseling or psychology or marriage and family therapy versus social worker. Even though there's two, we maybe both on the therapist level or both on the master's degree level. But it's just social worker seems to be maybe pay a little bit less, or maybe just doesn't sound as, I don't know, prestigious or fancy, I guess, as maybe a social worker does. But in the end, the choice is yours. I'm not endorsing any degree, any major, any college or anything like that. I want you to do your homework and figure out what the best fit is for you. We all have different personalities. And so if what you want to do is maybe more one-on-one work, well, look at a place like that. You know, look at those potentials. Look at what the internship is offering you or what the practicum is offering you. Because these are experiences that you are going to take away with you, and you're going to talk a lot about when you're getting your first job interviews. Your first couple of job interviews, these are experiences you want to be able to tell, and that's going to help sell you in your career down the line. So it's really important to take it seriously and to ask lots of questions. Now, if you are at a position right now where you're looking for a job, and you are open in your job search, that's very, very good. And the reason I say that is because sometimes people tend to be very closed-minded about the jobs that they're looking for. So they say, I want a job, it's got to pay $70,000, it's got to have this, 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 and this benefit, it's got to be Monday through Friday. You know, I mean, real, very stringent in what they're looking for. And sometimes they're unemployed for months and months and months. And that's okay. They can't find a job, right? That's okay if financially you can afford that, right? But if you can't afford that, you might look at some other things. So what I encourage you to do is, especially if you're kind of new in the field, or you're kind of at that point in your life where other things are a little bit more of importance to you than money, I encourage you to consider some of these other businesses and organizations that may not necessarily pay as much, but what you're getting back in return is priceless. So I have a very, very personal example for that. Those of you who know me know that I'm divorced. I have two kiddos. My kids are in middle school now, so they're a little bit older. So back in the day when I had my son, who was almost 2 years old, and then I was pregnant with my daughter, I was working a very, very high-stress job. I was going through some postpartum. I was really feeling a whole lot of guilt because I was working 10 to 12 hours a day. Yes, my salary was good. Yes, my hours on paper, as in on the resume, I mean on the job description, were great 8 to 5, but in the reality is it wasn't an 8 to 5 job. So I was feeling a whole lot of guilt. I was missing my son's first steps. I was missing some of those milestones. And I just knew that something's got to give. Now, this has nothing to do with whether you're a male or female or anything like that. But for me, as a human being, as a parent, I felt a sense of guilt. And I felt a sense of sadness and a sense of being overwhelmed and trying to figure out what to do. The position that I worked at was not the most supportive. So unfortunately, when I had to request off for monthly doctor's appointments when I was pregnant, that seemed to be an issue. I mean, it was literally anything and everything that I needed seemed to be an issue, and I thought that's just not healthy. Like, I'm pregnant, right? I need to have that assistance. And so, long story short, I ended up leaving that position, and I thought, okay, I'm gonna take a couple of months off and have my daughter, and then I'm going to start looking for a job. So at this time I was probably 6-7 months pregnant, but I started just kind of looking around online just in case something was around, something that was piqued my interest. So those of you who know me know how much I absolutely love the nonprofit. So I wanted to go back. I was leaving a school district and then I was going to a nonprofit. I was looking to go to a nonprofit. And I found a nonprofit that wasn't even hiring at the time. I just saw what they did online and what they were doing nationally. And I just thought that just was, it was fascinating to me. So I sent them my resume and I literally didn't think anything about it. I just figured, well, maybe they'll call me and I'll, you know, maybe one day when they have an opening, they'll call me. Nothing, not thinking anything of it. Well, about 2 weeks later, they called me and they said, it's funny that you sent your resume to us because we hadn't even officially posted anything yet. But we really want you to come in. And I was kind of unsure what to do at that point because I was very visibly showing that I was pregnant. And I didn't want that to be any problem, although I know it's illegal to not hire somebody for being pregnant, but I still didn't want that to be an issue. So when I was on the phone, I said, you know, I would love to talk to you and love to chat with you. I'm actually not looking for something immediately. I just sent it out for the time, you know, down the line if you are hiring. They insisted, please come in. You know, we have a panel. We want to all meet you. The panel was the board of directors. And then I said, you know what? I do need to let you know one other thing. I am pregnant. So my intention is to not work until after my daughter's born. Again, come in, Eva, please, we want to talk to you. That's not a problem. We can wait for you. We'd be willing to wait for you if this is the right fit. So I was like, okay, it sounds perfect. You know, they sound very, very open. And I went into the interview and it was fabulous and I got the job. I started working slowly, and then they said as soon as I'm ready to go full time, I can go full time. Well, the benefit of that was that my son was at a daycare 5 minutes away from my work. My daughter was actually able to go to work with me. So she went to work with me for probably 6 months, 6 to 8 months, until she ended up joining her brother at the other daycare. But the advantage is while I was working, you know, I was able to nurse her. She was there with me. I would see her swinging on her swing and fall asleep, and it would just make me so happy to see her while I was working. And I thought, had I taken another job or gone to another place, I never would have this opportunity to have an office so accommodating of me and my situation. And it was such a beautiful experience. Now, salary wasn't very good at all, I will tell you. However, the advantage that I had working at this nonprofit was that I pretty much had free rein. They were extremely confident in me and my abilities, and they were very, very encouraging me to tell them my ideas. And so I did. I ended up having the ability to bring in, I think I had probably 8 interns to help me, because I was the sole employee for this program. I was able to interview board members. I was able to supervise grad students. I was able to facilitate workshops, help write grants, help write curriculum. I was able to do PSAs, radio spots, TV spots. I mean, it was the sky's the limit. You know, I was able to do a huge fundraiser. And really, it was an opportunity for me, because I took it as, yes, I could go to another place that could probably pay me $10,000, maybe $15,000 more. However, I wouldn't have all this experience supervising, working with a board of directors, really having a thorough understanding of the way in which a nonprofit worked. So to me, that experience was valuable. Not only that, having the experience of being able to play with my daughter whenever I wanted a little break at work, and have my daughter there where all the board members and clients and students and everybody who came in, everybody knew my daughter. And it was just, it was priceless. So it was one of those things that I thought, wow, had I been turned off simply by the salary or by, I don't know, maybe the more of the generic job description that they had given me initially, I would have missed out on that opportunity. But because I decided to go on the interview anyway, and I was honest and I told them, listen, I want to learn everything. You know, I wanted to start my own nonprofit. And so I said, listen, you know, give me everything. Let me go. If that's something you're able to do, because I want to try and I want to learn, trial by fire. And I did. And I'm forever grateful for that opportunity. And not only that, I still have friends from other conferences that I've gone to out of state all these years later because of different opportunities that they gave me. So that was priceless. So I, again, you know, remind you to take advantage of different things. Sometimes people are going to tell you, why did you take that job? They don't pay enough. Or, you know, haven't you heard about the turnover at that place or the reputation or whatever it is? But sometimes you got to listen to your gut, and sometimes there's something telling you, just do it. Just do it. Everything seems like it's falling into place. Listen to those voices. Listen to those things the voices in your head, I guess, that tell you this is something that you should consider. Lastly, just want to remind you that when you go to like conferences and different, you know, continuing ed workshops and trainings and things like that, I really, really encourage you to, again, don't be a snob. Get out there and meet other people. You know, you have the people that you work with, and sometimes workplace is very cliquish. And you go as a group, you know, five or six of you go as a group and you go to a workshop and you see people from all over the city or the state or the country, and you just sit with each other, right? And you don't meet anybody else. It's so important for you to take that opportunity and think like, hey guys, I know you, I'm gonna go meet somebody new. I had a supervisor once who told us, I don't want to see you at a conference sitting at a table with everybody that you know. I want to see you at another table meeting other people, because that's how you grow. That's how you collaborate. That's how you learn. And that's so, so, so important. Get out there and talk to people. And not only that, when you go, especially like if you go out of state or something, or even locally, get their contact info, get their business cards, connect with them on LinkedIn. You never know down the line, you know, maybe you meet somebody from Los Angeles and, you know, they're working for the same organization you are, but they approach the nonprofit or the business completely different than the way that you do it. And so you can learn from each other. Or not only that, sometimes you meet people who might have an interesting job and it's different than yours. And then one day down the line, you're like, you know what? I'm interested in going in that field. You can connect with those people. Networking is so important. And that's why I tell people, you know, when you go to these events, when you go to these workshops, when you go to any kind of mixers or anything having to do with work, you are really just wasting an opportunity if you don't go out and meet people. If you just stay within your own circle, because I'm telling you, when you bite the bullet, when you meet somebody that's totally and utterly different than you, or maybe somebody who's just sitting next to you or sitting behind you, if you meet those people, that can change you, and you can change the way you're thinking. It might even change the direction of your career path. Maybe they have a different position down the line that they're hiring for that could be of interest to you. So I hope this didn't come across as too preachy, but I know how important it is, and I've seen it time and time again. So if there's ever anything I can do to help make you successful in your career, help you build that confidence and that trust in your skills and abilities, please let me know. I'm here to help you, and I want to help make a difference in your life. Lastly, if you are interested in being a guest on our show, on our podcast, please let me know. I would love to have you. I really want to have a good, diverse group of people talking about careers, careers, and nothing but careers. So have a great week, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.